Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spark My Muse. I am your host, Lisa Colon-Delay, and today is Soul School Lesson 257, Year's End. I want to settle 2022 into a soft landing. I'm not sure how your year has been for you, but the year for me has been full of ups and downs, great joys, and great pains. For many of us, 2022 has been an unsettling time. In the world, wars, disasters, in our own lives, perhaps sickness and death, grief, and trials and tribulations of many kinds. What I really appreciate about Howard Thurman in his book For the Inward Journey is how he speaks to many different seasons of the year and times and seasons in our hearts. I want to read to you his short piece about coming to the end of the year. And then after that, I want to give you a few things to reflect on for yourself. This would be a great time to get out a piece of paper and to just spend 5 or 10 minutes now or soon after and just take in an inventory of the year for yourself. A little bit of time to reflect and not turn away from all the wisdom you've learned. You are stronger than you were a year ago. Thurman writes, "This is a new year. The calendar says so. I note the fact by marking it, so when I wish to designate the day and the year as distinguished from some other day and year, it may be that my contract says so. It is indicated clearly in the lease I signed or the agreement I attested. It is curious how much difference can be marked between two dates, December 31st and January 1st. Yet there are many things that move unchanged, paying no attention to a device like a calendar or arrangements such as contracts or leases. There is a habit pattern of an individual life, changes in that are not noted by the calendar, even though they may be noted on the calendar. Such changes are noted by events that make for radical shifts in values or the basic rearrangement of purposes. These are desires of the heart or moods of the spirit that may flow continuously for me, whatever year the calendar indicates. The lonely heart, the joyful spirit, the churning anxiety may remain unrelieved, though the days come and go without end. But for many, this will be a new year. It may mark the end of relationships of many years' accumulation. It may mean the first encounter with a stark tragedy or a radical illness, or the first quaffing of the cup of bitterness. It may mean the great discovery of the riches of another human heart and the revelation of the secret beauty of one's own. It may mean the beginning of a new kind of living because of marriage, of graduation, of one's job. It may mean an encounter with God on the lonely road, or the hearing of one's name called by God, high above the noise and din of the surrounding traffic. When the call is answered, the life becomes invaded by smiling energies never before released, felt, or experienced. In whatever sense this year is a new year for you, may the moment find you eager and unafraid, ready to take it by the hand with joy and gratitude." New Year is a funny time because you see a lot of people with New Year's resolutions and goals, maybe health goals, maybe relationship goals or career goals. And sometimes those go by the wayside pretty quickly into the new year, maybe by February. But one of the things we can know for sure is that there are many joys and beautiful experiences awaiting you. There will be sorrows coming, and there will be suffering coming. But for sure, you have not met every person you will ever love. You have not experienced every beautiful moment you have to experience. Those are coming in the days ahead, in the months or the years ahead. Remember to look for them. Remember to reach for them. They are coming. As you look back at 2022, and sometimes this is hard for some people, look back at the seasons. Look back at the seasons or the quarters of the year if you don't live in a place that has four seasons. Think about something in each quarter or each season that made you smile in 2022. Go back through your photos in your phone or look on the calendar and see what was happening. What made you smile in 2022? Write down a few things. Looking back on the year, what were a few of your biggest heartaches? Don't look away. Your heartaches are part of what make you who you are. They teach you great lessons. It is in our painful moments that our character is built and that we learn some of our most valuable lessons. What were some heartaches that came to you in 2022? You were forged in fire. In 2022, for better or for worse, what were a few of the biggest impacts on your life? The events or circumstances, the situations that made the biggest impact for change, whether good or bad. Perhaps you moved. Perhaps somebody went out of your life in some fashion. What were those impacts and what have they started to grow in you or to realize in you? Some things may have made your life seemingly worse, but in those things you might also find some gifts too. Next, what in each season, pick three or four things that made you feel most alive in 2022, most satisfied or most alive. Perhaps you're proud of an accomplishment. Perhaps you saw something really wonderful happen or got to have a new type of experience. What were some of those things? Things that make you most feel alive are also often closely connected with our deepest passions. Perhaps you can connect yourself more to those things that made you most feel alive in 2022. And finally, the last thing to take into consideration on your inventory, and I really do hope that you write these down and not just think about them and let the program end and it fades away and into a forgotten memory. But I hope that you take these into consideration. What is something you want to look forward to? Maybe it's something that isn't even planned yet or just a seed of something that's a thought. Maybe it is something that's planned. An event or experience is coming in the new year and you're really looking forward to it. What's one of those things? What's a goal you might have or something that you hope happens in the new year? Maybe you want to give your body more rest. Maybe you're looking forward to that. Maybe you're looking forward to getting healthier, eating better, getting more exercise. Maybe you're looking forward to seeing a new place or reconnecting with someone. Write down at least two or three things that you're looking forward to. Move closer towards those things. Find hope and joy in them. And whatever comes in 2023, we might not be ready for it. 2022 had a lot of surprises that came out suddenly. Whatever happens in 2023, we'll be okay. If we fall down, we'll get back up. Thank you so much for being with me in 2022. One of the things that has made me feel alive is doing this podcast. It's been satisfying to connect with people listening to the program, to find new friendships through it and my work. For those of you who support me throughout the year, wow, I feel so blessed and grateful to you. It's been a great companionship to have your support verbally, financially. Spreading the word made a huge difference to me in my life. Many new adventures await me in 2023, and I want to include you in what's happening. Right away is the Winter Solstice, January 6th through 8th online, and I hope you can be a part of that through thepilgrimage.org. Go to the-pilgrimage.org and join us for a wonderful way to start the new year. There'll be workshops and rest and connection, music, and it's a wonderful way to start the new year together. I hope you'll do that. I wish you blessing in this new year. I wish your soul rest and peace.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.